Today I want to share with you about what to do when your prayers seem unanswered. And I want to put the emphasis on the fact that it seems like your prayers are unanswered. The truth is God always, always answers any prayer that is prayed according to His Word and in faith. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, it says, "This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, then whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we've desired of Him." That's a lot of confidence. So God always answers prayer, but it doesn't look like it's always answered. Look at this passage of Scripture in Matthew chapter 7. It says, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." And then the next verse says, "Everyone that asks receives. To him that seeks, he finds. To him that knocks, it is open." Those verses are saying that God does answer prayer, and yet every one of us can see something in our life where we asked for something and we believe it was the right thing. It was a good thing. It wasn't just totally selfish or it wasn't outside of God's will, and yet we didn't see an answer. And so here's what God's Word says: "Ask and it shall be given unto you." Here's our experience. It says, "Well, we asked and it wasn't given unto us." Which is true? Well, the answer may surprise you on this, but the truth is that probably both of them are true. See, most people think, well, wait a minute. If God said He'd answer, and yet I didn't see it. You've got to remember that the Bible says in John 4:24 that God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. God operates in the spiritual realm. God moves in the spiritual realm, and then it is manifest into the physical realm. But see, God can move to answer your prayer, and if you don't have faith, faith is what takes things from the spiritual world and moves them into the physical world. This is basically what Hebrews 11 verse 1 says. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." It didn't say that it's evidence of things that don't exist. They do exist, they just aren't in a seen realm. They're in the unseen spiritual world. And faith reaches over there into the spiritual world and draws those things into the physical world. You know, just as a radio signal, the radio is broadcasting constantly. Television stations are broadcasting. But you could be in a room. You may be in a place right now where you don't see or hear any of those radio signals. And yet the truth is, they're there. Just because you can't perceive it doesn't mean that they aren't there. But see, what you have to do is you have to get something like a radio, turn it on, tune it into the frequency you want to hear, and then it pulls those signals out of a realm that you can't perceive, and it rebroadcasts them back into a realm that you can perceive with your human ear. Well, in a similar way, see, God answers our prayer, but He gives things in the spiritual realm, and then by faith, we have to reach out and bring it into the physical world. But there is a spiritual world, and there is a physical world, and they move parallel to each other. God moves and answers your prayer, but you may never see it manifest in the physical world unless you let faith become that bridge that bridges this gap between the spiritual unseen world and the physical world that we live in. An example of what we're talking about is in Daniel chapter 9 and chapter 10. And in those passages of Scripture, Daniel was a man of God. He was praying a prayer in chapter 9, and he asked God to give him some revelation about some things. And I'm going to summarize this for time's sake, but basically, the Lord appeared to him. An angel came and appeared unto him. It was the angel Gabriel, and he answered his prayer. And he said this to him in Daniel chapter 9 and in verse 22. He informed him and talked with me and said, "O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision." And I won't take time to go into the answer, but here's the point. The angel Gabriel told him, "At the beginning of your supplication, the commandment from God came for me to come answer your prayer." So God spoke to Gabriel and told him to bring Daniel the answer to his prayer. And yet if you read how long it takes for him to pray this prayer, it's around 3 minutes. There was a 3-minute lag time between when God moved and when some physical manifestation happened. Now see, we make a lot of suppositions, and we think that if God is really God, then if it's God's will for something to happen, it just happens like that. No, that's not true. God, in this instance, moved, gave the command, and it took approximately 3 minutes for the angel Gabriel to cover that distance. I don't have all the reasons for this. It's really not essential. The point I'm trying to make is that from the time that God gave the command, there was a lag time of approximately 3 minutes before it was manifest. Now, if that's all it ever was, if 3 minutes was the longest any of us had to believe for an answer to prayer, probably most of us could hold on for 3 minutes. But you know, it's not always that way. In the 10th chapter of the book of Daniel, we find another instance where Daniel, the same man, is praying a prayer, and this time it took 3 weeks. 3 minutes one time to 3 weeks the next time. Now, most people, when they read this, would say, now, wait a minute. Why did God answer one prayer in 3 minutes and the next prayer in 3 weeks? Well, here in Daniel chapter 10 and in verse 11, it says, He said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. So this shows us that God commanded this messenger from the very first day of Daniel's supplication. It took 3 weeks for the answer to manifest, but God was faithful. And I believe that the scripture says that God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you put the 10th chapter and the 9th chapter together, I believe that God answered both prayers instantly. In one case, it took 3 minutes. In the next case, it took 3 weeks, not because God was the variable. Here's the point. God answers our prayers. God does things. But you know what? There's a lot of variables that can happen in between the time when God answers and when you see it manifest. You, number one, have to believe. If there is no faith, faith can't reach over here into the spiritual realm and bring it into the physical realm. So faith is one of the critical ingredients here. But also in this case, you can see in the very next verse, it says that, Fear not, Daniel, from the first day that you set yourself to understand, God sent me. But in verse 13, it says, But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 1 and 20 days. And finally, Michael the archangel had to come help him. This isn't talking about a physical person, but it's talking about a demonic hindrance. Satan is a variable in this thing. And sometimes God answers our prayers, but Satan hinders through other people. For instance, if it's finances you're believing for, did you know that God is not going to give you money personally? He's not going to counterfeit United States currency or any other currency of this world. God is not going to make the money and rain it out of heaven and put it in your pocket. It says in Luke 6:38, Give and it shall be given unto you, good measure pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. God will move and answer your prayer, but it's going to come through people. And if people are bound in greed, and if they're angry with you, and if you're doing things to offend them, then Satan can hinder your manifestation to the prayer that you've prayed for through those people. So sometimes when you're praying, and you're praying especially for finances, you need to recognize that other people may be a part of you receiving your financial miracle, and you may have to pray for them. Real quickly, let me just give you a story and close this. There's so much more to say, but a man heard me minister on this who had tried to sell his house for over 2 years. And when he heard me minister on this, the Lord made an application to his situation and said, I'm not the one that's going to buy your house. You've been praying to me and over asking me to sell your house, but I'm not going to buy it. I'm going to use people. And there is a person that I've already spoken to about buying your house, and their finances have been hindered. And so the Lord told him to intercede for that other person. Of course, he didn't know who it was, so he couldn't do it specifically. What he did was pray in tongues, let the Holy Spirit make intercession through him. And within 2 days, a man came to him and bought his house, had the money in his hand, bought his house, and at closing, he told him, he says, 2 years ago when you put that house up for sale and you put that sign in your yard, I told my wife, that's our house, and that I'm going to have that. And he said, for 2 years I've been trying to buy this house, and yet my house hasn't sold and my finances haven't worked. And he says, the strangest thing, it looked like it was never going to work. And 2 days ago, which we know is when that man started praying and interceding, 2 days ago, all of the hindrances removed. My house closed. I got the money, and here I am buying your house. See, God had spoken to this man 2 years before, but there was a hindrance. It's the same with you. God always answers your prayers. But you know what? They come in spiritual form. You have to believe to get them manifest into the physical, and sometimes you have to deal with demonic hindrances that slow it down. But God is faithful. God has never failed to answer any prayer that was based on His Word and prayed in faith. God always gives, but you may not see a manifestation depending on some other things. I pray that this will help you. Number one, just build your faith and let you know that God is faithful and that God always, always answers your prayer. If you ask, you do receive.